This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. Hurricane Ridge Day Lodge was destroyed by fire Sunday afternoon, May 7th. In a picture released by Olympic National Park, as seen on multiple news outlets and reported in the PT Leader, it shows that it burned to the ground. It is a total loss. No one was in the lodge at the time. The lodge had been undergoing renovations, and park officials said a law enforcement ranger on patrol saw the 1950s-era structure fully engulfed in flames around 4:30 p.m. Sunday. Park officials said Clallam County Fire District 2 and the Port Angeles Fire Department responded to the fire and were in the mop-up phase just after 9 p.m. Sunday. No one was injured in the blaze. Hurricane Ridge is a popular destination in Olympic National Park. The lodge has easy access to the park's high alpine area, but the 17-mile-long mountain road that leads to the lodge has been closed since renovations began on March 27th. The building housed interpretive exhibits, a gift shop, and a small cafe. Yesterday, May 8th, Senator Maria Cantwell issued the following statement regarding the fire on Sunday. Quote, "The loss of the Hurricane Ridge Visitor Center is devastating for the Olympic Peninsula and for the more than 300,000 travelers who visit the iconic visitor center every year. I am working with Secretary Hayland and the National Park Service to make sure this historic lodge is rebuilt." End of quote. The Washington State Department of Health website reports the two-week COVID-19 case rate in Jefferson County is approximately 152 cases per 100,000. No one is currently hospitalized. There have been a total of 5,088 reported cases in Jefferson County since the pandemic began. Across the state, there is still a downward trend in COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, but there is a very slight bump upward in cases in Jefferson and Clallam counties at this time. No new COVID-19 deaths were reported locally. The all-time number of deaths reported on the state website is now 37, but that reflects an update to the state webpage and not a new death in Jefferson County. Dr. Berry explained last week that there was a death reported to the state previously that had not been added to the overall count at the state level. The last reported deaths in either Clallam or Jefferson County were in March, according to the Washington State DOH COVID-19 data dashboard. To pore over the data yourself, you can find the link on the transcript of this newscast. Whether you live in Jefferson or Clallam County, you're encouraged to report a positive home test to the state website. There is a link to that webpage on the transcript of this newscast. And a reminder, COVID-19 is still present in the community. Jefferson County Public Health recommends getting up to date on vaccinations and boosters and wearing a well-fitting, high-quality mask in crowded public indoor settings. Yesterday and this morning, there were a few tidal cancellations on the Port Townsend-Coopville route of the Washington State Ferry System. There are no cancellations scheduled for the rest of this week, but next week, there will be two cancellations every morning from Tuesday, May 15th through Sunday, May 21st. On Wednesday, May 17th, there will be one sailing added from the Port Townsend end at 8:05 a.m. There is a spreadsheet with these cancellations on the transcript of this newscast, as well as a link to the WSF Travel Alert Bulletins page. So there are no long weekend closures required for the State Route 104 Hood Canal Bridge repairs. Instead of four long-term weekend closures of the bridge, WSDOT made the decision to separate the work into phases. Closures require good weather and calm tides, so they might be rescheduled. All closures will be announced in advance. There are four overnight closures on the bridge coming up this weekend into next week, and these overnight closures will be happening the following week and during 2 weeks in June. From 10 p.m. Saturday, May 13th to 10 a.m. Sunday, May 14th, it'll be closed to vehicular traffic. From 11 p.m. Monday, May 15th to 4 a.m. Tuesday, May 16th, from 11 p.m. Tuesday, May 16th to 4 a.m. Wednesday, May 17th, and from 11 p.m. Wednesday, May 17th to 4 a.m. Thursday, May 18th. In addition to the center lock work, WSDOT maintenance crews will make lighting improvements to the Hood Canal Bridge in early June. As always, there are links to this information on the transcript of this newscast at kptz.org. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday, you can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.